Chapter 1. Why browser extensions quietly drag down your efficiency. Modern workflows almost entirely around the browser. Writing, researching, emailing, designing, and managing projects mostly happen inside tabs. To make browsers more useful, we install all kinds of extensions: ad blockers, translators, password managers, screenshot tools, web clippers, to-do syncers, video downloaders, dark mode, and user scripts. Each felt useful when installed, but over time the extension bar becomes crowded. The problem is that the convenience of extensions is immediate and visible, while the efficiency they eat is hidden and slow. Every extension loads at startup, may inject scripts on new tabs, and may read page content when you visit. When the count grows from a few to 20 or 30, the browser turns from a handy tool into a heavy burden. Many blame an old computer or slow network, rarely suspecting the extensions they installed. More hidden is the attention cost. Every extra icon in the toolbar splits your visual focus. Every time you want a function, your eyes scan a row of icons. When extensions overflow and need scrolling, a one-second action stretches to 3 or 5 seconds. This fragmented friction accumulates and hurts deep work far more than intuition suggests. So the first principle of extension minimalism is simple. The browser is your workspace and extensions are its furniture. Too much furniture and the room is cramped. Minimalism is not install less but making every piece truly used, trusted, and needed. The next chapters break this down. Chapter 2, 3 hidden costs of extension overload. The first is time cost. At startup, every extension initializes. On page open, extensions listening to events run callbacks. More extensions means slower cold start and longer first page waits. Worse, some extensions pull servers in the background, occupying the main thread and causing visible frame drops in scrolling and typing. Each delay is tiny, but hundreds of actions a day add up to a real-time sink. The second is performance and memory cost. Extensions are not decorations. They reside in memory with separate processes. A light extension may use tens of megabytes. Complex script extensions often use over 100. With a dozen resident, memory is multiplied, the system swaps more, and overall response drops. Laptops get hotter, drain faster, and the fan gets louder. The third is privacy cost, the most overlooked. Many extensions can read browsing history. Some inject code on any page, capture input, access the clipboard, or read cookies. If a developer sells the project or ships a malicious update, your accounts, passwords, and chats can leak silently. The price of convenience is sometimes handing your most private digital traces to uncontrollable hands. The fourth is maintenance cost. Extensions break with browser updates, conflict with each other, and pop up annoying permission requests. More extensions mean more time troubleshooting. Why did this break? When maintaining extensions becomes work, it betrays the goal of efficiency. Recognizing these four costs is the premise of minimalism. Chapter 3, Professional Analysis, a quantitative framework and data comparison for extension minimalism. To turn minimalism from a slogan into a method, we need data. According to public statistics from several browser vendors and third-party privacy organizations, magnitude level, not precise audit, the average desktop user installs about 15 to 25 extensions, over half of which were never actively clicked in the last 30 days. Meanwhile, among major browser markets, more than 60% of extensions hold red site data permission. In other words, most people keep a batch of extensions that are both unused and over-permissioned. On the performance side, industry benchmarks, magnitude level, show browser cold start time is roughly linear with extension count. Each 10 resident extensions adds about 1 to 3 seconds to cold start. Script extensions have a median individual footprint of about 60 to 120 megabytes. Multiply by your actual count to estimate the resources and weights eaten by redundant extensions. We propose a practical framework, the Leaf Minimalism Matrix. L is loading. Does it run at every startup and every page? E is exposure. What sensitive permissions it requests, whether it can read pages and input. A is alternative. Can native features or site capabilities replace it? F is frequency, actual activations in the last 30 days. Score the four dimensions. Those below threshold enter the candidate pool for removal. Compare Leaf with two naive approaches. Approach 1 is keep all, convenient but continuously pays the four costs. Approach 2 is delete all, clean but sacrifices needed functions and gets reinstalled soon. Leaf is decide by evidence, keep high frequency, low exposure, irreplaceable core extensions, remove low frequency, high exposure, replaceable redundant ones, achieving an explainable balance between efficiency and capability. Real cases are most convincing. In 2021, the popular tab suspending extension The Great Suspender, after multiple ownership transfers, had old versions injected with malicious code and was forcibly removed from the store, exposing hundreds of thousands of users to script injection and data leakage. The root cause was not bad functionality but trusting browsing behavior to a poorly governed extension. The same year, a popular weather extension was acquired and quietly injected mining scripts, also harming massive users. These cases show the trust cost of extensions must be included in trade-offs. In execution, minimalism must be quantifiable. Write these metrics into your checklist. Keep resident extensions within 12. Auto-start extensions no more than 3. Extensions with read all site data permission no more than 5. 0 extensions and used in 30 days. Cold start time down over 2.